And we'd like to turn to Romans chapter 1. We've been looking at verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We've concentrated the last few weeks on professing themselves to be wise, and then we see the truth is they're anything but. So they are self-deceived, that is, these who have glorified God not as God, became vain in their imaginations. Foolish heart was darkened, and then they profess to have what they do not possess. We saw last week that what this does is it takes them further off course. They've gotten sidetracked. They're going a different direction of God in their own thought processes, takes them further and further off course. In other words, things are not getting better. We saw this in Isaiah. If we turn there, Isaiah chapter 47 and verse 10, Isaiah 47. Verse 10, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. They trust in their own foolishness. They lean upon that. None seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. There's self-centeredness, but they put themselves in the place of God. This is part of their perversion or their twisted thinking and lifestyle. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge it hath perverted, it hath twisted thee. And again, they just continue to go further and further off course, becoming more and more twisted. And we, of course, live in a day where it's very manifested, the twisted thought processes of society. But again, as they go further off course, the more twisted they become. And here it is today, it's almost, I know it's not, but it's almost like a contest who can be more twisted. In Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 4, therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord. They're foolish because they know not the way of the Lord. In their wisdom and in their knowledge, they know not the way of the Lord. So it just takes them further and further off course. The book of Amos. Book of Amos chapter 3 and verse 10. For they know not to do right, saith the Lord. That is very true. As they become twisted in their thinking, you stay in that place long enough, they know not to do right. They don't even know the difference between right and wrong. That's why many times people will say, well, they know better. Do they? perhaps
they do, but that really doesn't make it any better. Then they are deliberately sinning against what they do know. But do they really know? Do they really know better? If they've lived in this twisted thought process long enough, they get to the position where they don't. Well, they may have known at one time, but they don't know it anymore. They know not to do right, saith the Lord. What's right is wrong in their eyes, and vice versa. Who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. It is, they bring upon themselves the judgment of the Lord. They store up robbery. They're going to lose. They lose more and more and more. But they think they're gaining. I mean, you look at people today. Their whole life is dysfunctional. And yet, sometimes they will speak as if they're on top of the world. They're so ignorant they don't even know. Their thought process is twisted. In the book of Micah, chapter 4, book of Micah, chapter 4, verse 12. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, professing themselves to be wise, but the truth is they know not the thoughts of the Lord. Neither understand they His counsel. Not only do they not understand His counsel, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. The ways of God does not make sense to them because their mind, their thought process is twisted. Nor do they have any desire to understand the counsels of the Lord. For He shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Again, judgment is coming. And again, that's what Romans 1 is talking about, is the wrath of God. So these individuals, they, with the natural consciousness of God, they reject that. They glorify Him not as God. The next step is they become vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart is darkened. They become more and more blind. But then they have their thoughts are empty, futile. They're blind in their heart, but they profess themselves to be wise. They're saying, we're advancing, we're progressing, we're evolving into something better. Professing themselves to be wise. But the truth is, wisdom begins with reverence toward God. They don't have that. So they don't have spiritual wisdom. They don't have spiritual knowledge. They have a worldly knowledge, which is, according to the book of James, is devilish. It's carnal. And then we see in Jeremiah chapter 5 concerning this so-called wisdom that they think they have. Jeremiah 5, verse 4. Again, they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of God. We've already looked at that. We want to go to Jeremiah 10 and verse 14. Every man is brutish or animal-like, savage in his knowledge. This so-called wisdom, this worldly wisdom, turns them into savages. That would be very well manifested in abortion. They think they're wise. They think they're more advanced in killing the unborn. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. That is, their images. They are wise in their own conceits. In Romans chapter 12, we are told not to be wise in conceit. That is, they're wise in their own imagination. They're wise in their own opinion. Their opinion doesn't make it so. And just because someone has degree after degree after degree, they're wise in their own imagination, but that doesn't make it so. Just because one is wise in their own imagination and their own opinion doesn't mean they are. And we're not to be wise in our own conceits. But these individuals who have rejected God, their wisdom there is in their own opinions. Notice in Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes, these individuals, that's exactly what they are. They're wise in their own eyes. They're wise in their own conceits. In Isaiah chapter 5, Isaiah chapter 5, and verse 21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Again, God isn't saying woe unto them that are wise. He's saying woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes. In their own opinion, they consider themselves intelligent. And man today thinks that he's more intelligent, he's more advanced than any other society that has ever lived upon the earth. And that's just not so. I mean, we have more technology, that cannot be argued. But is man smarter? I don't think so. I mean, I don't think he's smarter than he was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. There's been a dumbing down, and it continues. And as people are dumbed down, they think they're smarter than anybody else that's ever lived. And what this does is they trust more and more in themselves, which takes them further and further from God, which brings them into the judgment of the Lord. And that's where we are. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it is implied that this professed wisdom is really enmity against God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. That is, I will bring it to naught, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Then there's a challenge. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Do not be intimidated by the so-called knowledge of the so-called educated. Don't be intimidated by that, because their wisdom really is foolishness. It's foolishness. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom, that is, the world by their own wisdom, knew not God. Man in his own wisdom does not know God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. Not foolish preaching. There's plenty of that going on. But by the foolishness of preaching, man in his wisdom thinks that's foolish for someone to get up and preach, and then it's even more foolish for people to sit and listen to that kind of thing. But by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So it's implied here that this wisdom that man possesses, this worldly wisdom, is really enmity against God. And society has been convinced, God's people have been convinced, our children have to be educated by the world. That's a trap that God's people have fallen into. And parents will pay for 4 years, 6 years of children to go to college so they can get out and work at Kohl's or McDonald's. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. It's foolishness. But people have been convinced. They've got to have that. They can't survive without it, really. What happened to God taking care of his people? Psalm 106, we see, again, they glorified him not as God, Romans 1. The sad result of this, we see in the history of Israel, in Psalm 106, begin reading with verse 35. But were mingled, it's talking about God's people Israel, among the heathen. Better be careful about mingling among the heathen. Better be careful sending your children off to mingle with the heathen. But were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto the devils. Now, they literally did that with Moloch, sacrificing their children. Parents don't literally do that today, but they do it. Sacrifice their children unto the devils, shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons, of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted. And so it is today. The land becomes more and more and more polluted as generation after generation learns the way of the heathen. Thus were they defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Went a-whoring, went apart from God, dedicated themselves to that which was not God. They went a-whoring with their own inventions, which they invented in their own wisdom and learning the way of the heathen. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people. These things bring the wrath of God, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. He gave them into the hand of the heathen. That's the judgment that we're seeing in Romans 1, chapter 1. He gave them over. He gave them over. And here we see they learned the way of the heathen. They continued in the way of the heathen. They had the inventions of the way of the heathen. They whore from God. And he gave them over into the hand of the heathen. There's no turning back once that happens. And that hated them ruled over them. They don't want anybody to rule over them. Everybody has someone ruling over them. Everybody serves something. And the truth is they serve those who hate them. Their enemies also oppressed them. They were brought in subjection under their hand. And that's where we are today. Man is a slave to heathen society. Generation after generation after generation learns the way of the heathen, whose knowledge, whose thought process is twisted. taking them further and further and further from God. And every generation, I'm not saying every single person in that generation, but every generation gets further from God. And that's where we are. That's where we are. And it's part of the wrath of God. God turns us over. God turns the people over. They go in this way for so long that God just lets go. Lets them go their own way. And this is the wrath that we read of here in Romans chapter 1. So the cycle is this. Reject God. Vanity. You reject God, vanity follows. That is emptiness. Futility follows. You stay in that vanity long enough, you become spiritually blind. You no longer even know. Their foolish heart was darkened. You no longer even know that you're living your life in vanity. And then there's self-deception and ignorance. Professing themselves to be wise. And each of these things, rejection of God, vanity, spiritual blindness, self-deception and ignorance, each result or consequence of these things become a further reason for the wrath of God. It just brings more of the wrath of God. This is a cycle of digression. A lack of knowledge of God leads to a manifestation of deception and ignorance. And what's sad is not just that they're ignorant, but they see themselves as intelligent. I mean, it's one thing to be ignorant and know it. It's another thing to be ignorant and think you're smarter than everyone else. And that's where we are. And again, as a result, they trust more and more in themselves, which takes them further off course. Notice Proverbs chapter 14. Verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto man. That is in his own thought process, it seems right to him. But here's the truth. But the end thereof are the ways. Notice it doesn't say, but the end thereof is the way of death. That's true. But what it says here is something far more. But the end thereof are the ways of death. That is, it results in several things. It results in ways, plural. And all these ways just lead to death. Again, there's the digression. And when this happens, everything's out of order. Almost everything in the United States is backwards. I mean, this nation has lost their minds. Everything is out of order. It's now wrong for only citizens of the United States to vote in a political election. That's amazing. Why don't we send ballots to China and let them vote too? Everything's out of order. Everything. Everything in the family is out of order. And when this continues long enough, people think this is order. This is how it should be. The perversion of the mindset is almost beyond belief. If we didn't know what Romans 1 teaches and what the Bible teaches, it would be almost beyond belief. When man gives a wrong place to God, he always gives a wrong place to himself. Always. You give a wrong place to God, you give a wrong place to man. The result is everything's out of whack. Everything's out of order. But they go on professing themselves to be wise. We're so intelligent. We're so intelligent. Professing themselves to be wise, they became. They became. They became fools. Now, this is the second time we read this word, became, here in Romans chapter 1. We see in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. They became. That is, to become something, you have to pass from one state into another. So the first, verse 21, they became vain in their imaginations. They had a natural consciousness of God, but they moved from that and they became vain in their imaginations. They become unthankful. They become foolish. They profess themselves to be wise, and they became. They moved from one state to another. Now here in verse 22, they became fools. They move from one bad place, which is, again, vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. That's a bad place, but they move from that bad place to a worse place. They became. They move from one state to another. They became fools. That is, they further digressed into foolishness, but it says much more than that. It's not just that they digress into foolishness, that's true, but it's more than that, they became fools. You can do a foolish thing and not be a fool, but you keep doing foolish things, guess what? You're a fool. And so they not only digress into foolish things, they are fools. What does that mean? It means that they will continue to do foolish things. Now, as we've pointed out in messages, the Greek word here is moriano, and it's the word in which we get our English word moron. They became morons. Some synonyms for morons or idiots. Idiots is one synonym. They became idiots. It's pretty accurate to say today, most people are a bunch of idiots. That's accurate. Ignoramuses, imbeciles, nitwits, dingbats, numbskulls. Again, the list goes on and on and on. But this is what they become. In other words, this is what they are. They profess themselves to be wise, but the truth is, this is what they are. They're fools. Because God's let them go. God has let them proceed in their own ways. And this results, they became fools. That's where we are today. That's where we are today. Again, all of these things are the reasons for this wrath of God. They became fools, which furthers the process of secularization. The process is furthered. That which is secular, of course, is that which is worldly. It's opposite of God. Secularization is that which brings us to that point of the secular. And it's sad to watch God's people fall into the process of secularization. The result is, if you're in that process long enough, and it doesn't take long, you become secular. And that's where we are today. Our society, of course, is a nobody in their wildest imagination can say that this is a godly nation. You have to be sound asleep to believe that. This is not a godly nation. This is a secular nation. Are there people in this nation that are spiritual? Of course there are. But that doesn't make us a godly nation. Well, we say, God bless America, and our coins say, in God we trust. You, again, professing themselves, you can profess anything. Doesn't make it so. Doesn't make it fact. So they become fools, which furthers the process of secularization, which brings more of the wrath of God upon a society. And there you are again. You're in that cycle. And that's why things just continue to get worse and worse and worse. And God's people who have fallen into this mindset, they say, well, we just need to be more politically active. We need to elect the right people. Yes, that's true. We need to elect good people. I don't deny that. But the order's wrong. What we really need to do is trust God. Lean upon God and draw from God and realize that we're not citizens of this country. We're citizens of heaven. And we're to live as citizens of heaven, being a testimony to those who have become fools and try to explain to them the Word of God. And it's frustrating to talk to them because it's like talking to that wall. But that's what we have to do, is continue living for the Lord, continue trusting the Lord, realizing the direction which we're headed, but also realizing the point to which we're coming, the coming of the Lord, and to act like citizens of heaven and not to be sucked in by the process of secularization. So God help us as we live in these times. People get discouraged, we all do, but really that should not be the case. We ought to be becoming more and more encouraged because we're getting closer and closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. We ought to be anticipating more and more the return of Jesus Christ. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for what you do in our behalf. We do pray, Lord, that you would be merciful. We pray, Lord, that you would save the lost. We just pray, Lord, that you would help us to be what we ought to be in these times in which you have placed us. Lord, help us to be responsible citizens of heaven. Lord, we do pray that you would meet with us this day, that you'd speak to our hearts, that you'd draw us closer to thee. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.